I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Fishing nets, they're designed to catch fish, right? Then the fishermen take the catch out. But what about nets that are lost or abandoned at sea? Many of them keep right on catching and killing fish and other marine life with no benefit to anybody. These floating death traps are known as ghost nets, and they're a big problem around the world. But now there's also a growing global response. Ashley Ahern of the public media collaborative Earth Fix reports from Seattle.
Dutch diver Pascal van Erp saw his first ghost net when he was exploring a shipwreck in the North Sea.
It was a very scary thing.
The abandoned fishing net almost got him. Other creatures weren't so lucky.
A lot of sea life was captured by the nets and by the fishing lines.
The experience haunted van Erp, and he soon realized that ghost nets, nets lost or cut from fishing boats, were a global problem. So he founded Ghost Fishing International to help raise awareness about the issue and connect people around the world who are working to remove nets.
Every group I spoke thought at one moment they were alone in this. It's very cool to see there are 16 organizations acting on this problem now.
Right now, there are groups in places like Iceland, Italy, Australia, Kuwait, and the U.S.
Going out on Point Roberts, it's a heavily fished area. Lots of gill netting, a lot of crabbing out there.
Doug Monk steers the 39-foot Betsy out into the waters of Puget Sound, about 100 miles north of Seattle. Monk's been a commercial diver on the Olympic Peninsula for some 20 years, harvesting shellfish and sea cucumbers. But for the past decade, he's also been after a different harvest, ghost nets.
We pulled nets with, you know, they have 50, 60 birds in them, 1,200 crab. I think if people would realize the detriment it's done to the waters, they would have taken care of it a long time ago, but it's just good to see them doing it now.
Monk contracts for the Northwest Straits Foundation. The nonprofit uses sonar to find ghost nets in Puget Sound and then sends divers down to remove them.
Could you get the hook for me, please?
Monk steers his boat into place off the shore of Point Roberts, just south of the Canadian border, and drops anchor. The team has removed close to 800 nets from just this one area. There are about 300 left to pull up. On the aft deck, Ken Woodside straps on his diving gear and steps down into the 43-degree water. Woodside communicates with the crew on deck to help him find the nets on the murky seafloor.
I got about 4 feet of visibility.
You're more at 5 o'clock, Kenny. A little to your right.
Megan Baker stands on the deck next to Doug Monk. She's with the CETUS Research and Marine Conservation Society, based across the Sound in Victoria, British Columbia. And she's here to watch how the U.S. team works so her group can start its own ghost net program north of the border.
On the boat, we're looking to see how they operate. We've heard a lot about their surface air supply systems and the divers and their safety protocols, how the boat operates. So we're just looking to learn as much as we can.
Ken Woodside finds the net he's been looking for and begins disentangling it from the rocks and reefs. Then the crew drops him a line and he attaches it to the net so it can be pulled to the surface. His slow breathing fills the speakers for the next 45 minutes as he works. And then?
Okay, pull the hook.
Okay, pull it up, he says. The net breaks the surface like a sea monster, a tattered brown mass that stinks of rotting sea life. Sea stars and crabs squirm among the tangles. Here and there, a fish jawbone drops out on the deck. It's beautiful in its own horrible way. Woodside surfaces soon after the net and climbs back on board to describe what he saw as the net was going up.
The dead crab carapaces just kind of rained down.
Dungeness crab is a major fishery here in the Northwest. Joan Drinkwin, the program's director of the Northwest Straits Foundation, says every ghost net means lost revenue for the industry.
We're estimating the crabs that have been killed in the nets that we've removed to date at Point Roberts have cost the commercial crab fishery about $300,000 every year that the nets were there.
That's to say nothing of the porpoises, seals, diving birds, salmon, and rockfish the group has found in the nets. But removing nets only solves part of the problem. Dutch diver Pascal van Erp and others say the real key is preventing nets from being lost in the first place. Here in Puget Sound, fishermen are required to report lost nets, and the Northwest Straits Foundation works with local tribes and the fishing industry to get the word out about the problem. Joan Drinkwin watches as another giant net is pulled out of the deeps and onto the ship's deck. She says fewer nets are lost each year in Puget Sound, and that gives her hope.
It's one of the few really big problems that you can solve, and we're making a huge amount of progress.
The group estimates that there are 1,000 ghost nets left in the shallower parts of the Sound. No one knows how many there are globally. For The World, I'm Ashley Ahern, Seattle.